the show is about music.
Music?
Yeah, it's about overplayed songs.
Oh, we're going to do that again? Songs. Okay. You ready?
Well, we try to do... You know what the problem is? We've sort of danced on the line for the last couple of... Like last three or four shows
we have.
We sort of danced on that appropriateness line. I haven't been on a line. Yeah.
There's been no line.
We've danced on the appropriateness line.
I don't know about any line.
Well, that's the problem. And then we tried to say, you know what? We're going to do some Groove Shark shows and kind of pull this thing
out
of the ditch.
Well, it's not our fault that Robert...
And they sent us to the business song.
Oh, and thanks for that, Robert.
Yeah. Faith loves you for that.
Thanks.
You're like one of our favorite people now.
Yeah. So about, you know, every few hours.
I don't give anything around.
You know what time it is.
It's business time, baby.
And then he comes, what did you say last night? You know what night it is? It's Wednesday night. There's nothing on TV. And he gets such a kick out of himself.
Then I said, I'm so intense, I only need 2 minutes. She really liked that because I did a little, a little dance. With it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can be creepy. I'm sort of a creepy person sometimes. It's not good. It's all Robert's fault.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And he regrets it, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. All right, so we start the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
We're going to do Jen Avila's songs.
Avila.
That's what I said. So I am sure that this is going to be nothing inappropriate for this show.
Okay.
That's what I'm
hoping. At least not on purpose.
Listen, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels. Brad and Faith are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels.
And like I've said, it's more overplays and sleepers from you, the listener. It's going to be awesome. Awesome, I tell you. All right. But first, we want to talk a little bit about what's going on in New Zealand with the whole the whole giraffe racing thing.
Hey, away there, Rod. Hey there, sweetie pie. What'd you up to?
I'm just podcasting with Brad.
Hey,
what are you doing here again?
Oh, I was just out in the park.
Mm-hmm.
I was. People had said how much fun they'd had playing frisbee with their dog and all.
Mm-hmm.
So I was out there, trying to play frisbee with my dog. But it's useless. That dog is useless. I need a new dog.
You didn't have a dog.
Yeah, I got a dog. Blue. You know Blue the dog.
No.
Yep, Blue the dog. Hold on, I got a call. I'm sorry about that. I had to take that call, though.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what was I at? Oh, I was telling you a story. I went down to the park.
Yeah.
And I was playing.
I didn't know you had a dog.
Yeah, Blue.
You don't have a dog.
Yeah, Blue. He lays up on the porch.
No, that's a goat.
No. He looks like a goat, but it's a dog.
Uh-uh.
It's a floppy-eared dog. He looks like a goat, but he's a dog.
Uh-huh.
He don't ever move. He lays up on the porch. I thought he was dead for a couple of weeks one time.
Okay, do you feed him?
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I took him down to the park to play frisbee with him, but he's useless.
Why?
Well, he ain't flat or nothing, so he don't spin right.
You don't throw the dog.
What?
Hey,
that was a good timing that time, Brett. Thank you very much. I'm working on it. All right. Well, listen, I got to get out of here. I got to go feed Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You kind of reminded me.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a few days.
Yeah. No wonder he lays there and doesn't do anything.
Well, he's got the metabolism of a sloth.
Well, because you never feed him.
He's a good bloodhound.
Uh-huh.
He is. He can track a snail for like 4 days.
Uh-huh. It's a goat. It's not a dog. It's not a dog. It's a goat. And that's your problem right there.
First of all, goats are not that lazy. And second of all, you don't have no hooves. He's got paws.
How would you know?
He's got three nice paws.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Poor goat.
He walked into a bar one time.
Mm-hmm.
Three-legged dog.
Mm-hmm.
He walked into a bar one time and said he was looking for the fella that shot his paw. That was a pretty good day there. Pretty funny. Because everybody was surprised he could talk. Should I?
No.
All right. Well, listen, I'll see y'all later. I got to go. Man, I got to go. Got to go feed my dog. Take care of my... You know, my goat still got pox and all. They got a fever.
You might check the goat dog, too. See if maybe...
What about
he has pox.
I told you it doesn't cross species.
Well,
why do you insist on agitating it?
It's not a dog.
It is a dog.
Just because
Blue
he thinks that it's a dog doesn't mean it's not a dog.
It's a dog.
It's not a dog.
Just because you think it's a goat, don't make it a goat. It's a dog. It's a dog. Three syllables.
Ugh.
Can we get on with Jen's?
You know what? You know what? Next time he comes in, I'm going to say... Steel Rod walks into a bar, said, excuse me.
I don't get it. So, so we have the great Jihad Jens.
Jihad, seriously.
I didn't call her that.
Okay. I'm thinking, take that back.
No, I didn't call her. She fully embraces the Jihad Jen.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Somebody she liked called her that.
I don't think I'd like that. I think I'd have to take... offense to that.
She also goes.
She's like on a holy mission.
She also goes by Jennifer.
Uh huh.
She also goes by the Mrs. Davini. She also goes by the Easter Bunny.
Uh huh. Uh huh. Fuzzy and Bunny.
Fuzzy Bunny. Mm-hmm. Oh, I haven't heard that one. Mm-hmm. That interesting. Okay.
Fuzzy Bunny.
All right. So these are her. These are the songs that she says stuff you guys probably haven't heard.
Okay, I'm ready.
So these are the sleepers. This one starts off with a keyboard.
Uh-huh.
And a drum machine.
Uh-huh. I'm a trusting soul, not ashamed of living dangerously. Yeah, I'm a headstrong girl, I'm afraid. Helen can play this.
Pretty cool. I feel my anyway, this is called Movie Star by Rosen Murphy.
All right. Never heard of it.
Me either.
Isn't that the point?
I think so.
Okay. That's about all I can take.
Well, I gotta hear the chorus.
Oh.
This is the bridge.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Thanks.
Here we go. Here comes the chorus.
It doesn't, like, the melody doesn't
ever...
It's
very intense.
It doesn't... Yeah, it's...
Well, it's a dance song, darling. It's a dance song.
Well, but it's kind of...
This one starts off with a drum machine.
Did she dance in earlier days? Is that what she did? She went clubbing? Is that what you did, Jen? Were you a big clubber?
Then the keyboards come in. Mm-hmm. Completely different than the other song.
Mm-hmm. This is total opposite. She was a clubber in the early 90s. Is that what she did?
She just listened to a lot of dance music, actually.
Okay. Wasn't a clubber, you don't think?
I don't know if she hit Dave over the head a lot or not. Hey, maybe what's wrong with her? I don't condone hurling logs at one another.
Mm-mm. Well... She liked a club. So, I mean, this fits.
Oh, that's true. She was uh-huh. clubbing people with uh-huh. logs. I know you. I swear I do. You're just like me. It's a big cup of dream. Pretty cool. This is called Soul Sloshing. Soul Sloshing. Don't push me. Just listen to me. Give it a look at it. In the sky. The place of my life. The fun of my Anyway, it's by Venus.
Uh-huh.
Hum.
Venus Hum?
Venus Hum.
Hum.
Very cool. I like that. That's funky. That's very funky. The first one was intense. The second one was funky.
Mm-hmm.
This one...
You know what? I think if I had to pick another song, this just came into my head when you said funky, was a song that I'd like to put on my overplayed list, but I you know, like the first time, it's one of those novelty songs that you actually were like, oh, this is funny. Funky Cole Medina. Yeah, I'd put that on my overplayed list. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, I hate that song.
But it's not about songs you hate. It's about songs that you would have liked if they hadn't played them so much.
Oh, well, yeah, that didn't work then.
Okay.
Well, I don't have any that were like that.
Let's go on to the next one.
Just hate them all.
You're better than me. Oh, this one started off with the drum machine, mm-hmm. keyboard, and lyrics all
totally
at the same time.
Totally different.
Completely different. It's awesome that she picked out three different songs. She blew me off.
This history to avoid. Is this like a Meatloaf takeoff? They're trying to, like, act like Meatloaf?
I think this is very Meatloafish.
No, I mean the woman and the having the conversation and the. Okay, never mind. It's George Michael.
It does. It's a George Michael.
George Michael. I want to run for community.
Yeah, very George Michaelish. Mm-hmm. It's called Mika. The name of the person who sings it's called Mika.
Mika,
and it's called "Touches You."
Mm-hmm.
Touch, don't be touching me.
Mm-mm.
Okay, I don't need you touching me.
Alrighty then.
Uh-huh. We'll sample one more she's got here. This is Paul Oakenfold.
Okay,
Paul Oakenfold. This is called "Starry Eyed Surprise." I've heard of him. I haven't heard of the song. He's whispering a lot. Again, I find myself with my friends. Dancing the night away, it's like the party never ends. Then again, we don't want it to stop, cause tonight's the night. It goes sweatbox, laser beam, flashing lights. Wild cards, men from Mars, dressed in stars and stripes. Hectic, electric, ladies of the evening. Drinking booze and mingling. Mashing to the music, I could do it.
Drinking we don't boo- condone
drinking
that at
booze
all.
And what?
Mingling.
Oh. I walk into a club and I found paradise. I'm seeing stars. I can't believe my eyes. I'm seeing stars. Oh my, starry eyes surprise. Sundown to sunrise. Dance all night. So basically, this is like How to Pick Up a Girl in a Bar.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
By Paul Oakenfold.
And we've learned something about Jen.
Starry eyed surprise.
We've learned something about Jen Avila.
She's a clubber.
Mm hmm.
She clubs people over the head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's go on
She's
to...
She's a fuzzy bunny clubber.
That's right. Let's go on to Jen's mm-hmm. overplayed
overplay.
List.
Oh, this will be interesting.
These are songs she liked or would have liked mm-hmm. if they hadn't played them to death.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
First one's no surprise.
All the single ladies. All the single ladies. All the single ladies. All the single ladies. I still like that. I work out to this ladies. Song. All the single ladies. Now put your hands up. In a club, just broke up. I'm doing my own thing. That's what she goes like that. Thing, to do- Stop.
Baby, you rock my world. You do. Just find new ways to rock my world all the time.
I thought we were going to go over the line.
I didn't see a line. I was listening to the song 1 minute, and ba-bow, the next.
I was just dancing along to the song.
That was a dance? I'm a little confused. Okay, the next one that she played, the next one of hers, moving right along. Let me wipe my forehead off. This is the next one that she says that she would
another
like.
Another one bites the dust.
If they hadn't played it to death.
And another one now, another one bites dust.
By the way, the name of this, the name of hers, the name of her list is Make It Stop. I love how she names her lists. Bring the sound with the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Another one rides the bus.
This is another my roller skating song.
Another one.
You think what, if we one. Go roller skating tomorrow another night with the girls, on. Maybe they'll play this for us. If we could skate to it. That'd be cool.
Oh, brother. Okay, her last
it's
song.
Totally awesome.
Her last song that she would love if they just hadn't played it so much.
Really? birthday card my mom sent her with this in it. Here, do you know how many times I heard this?
I think that was her point.
Thank you, Mom. You shouldn't ever, like, cuss your mother or anything, but sometimes that card made me want to.
Maybe that's why she sent it, because you cussed her.
No, that's why. Because of the card. Mother!
Mother!
I called her and said, do you hate me?
Mother! All right, so to round out our The Jen and Dave Show special.
Yes.
We will... Oh, wait, his isn't... Oh, he didn't send me a Groove Shark list.
Oh, Dave.
Dave, you are evil. Evil, I don't like you.
Why didn't he send a Groove Shark list?
I guess because he was going to
look it up
himself.
Jen was right there. Jen could have done it. She knows how to do everything right. She even knows how to name them cool.
Well, I will have to go back and fix that.
You know what? We're just going to call it the Jen Show from now on. It's just the Jen Show.
No. Gonna do that. We'll play my brothers instead.
Well, he doesn't go with Jen. You have to do Dave. You can't do Carrie with Jen.
Carrie is married to Jen.
No. A different Jen.
I know.
Ew.
But it works.
No, it doesn't work.
The Carrie,
we need Dave.
It's the Carrie and Jen Show.
No,
now.
No. We need Dave.
I'm not taking
just
stop
look him up.
Oh.
Come on.
Nobody. Oh. Sorry, Carrie. Faith wins.
You could, well, tell Jen, your Jen, Carrie, to send hers in, and then we'll have your own show.
Carrie and Jen.
Mm-hmm. Carrie and Jen. Okay. Aunt Jen. Aunt Jen and Carrie.
All right.
I have a lot of Jennifers in my life, too. What's that about? Did everybody at some point name their children Christy or Jen? Jennifer? Really?
Yes.
I have a lot of Jennifers Christy and Christies in my life, and they all spell their names different. What is that about? We can't all spell Christy the same way. We have to spell it different. We all have to have a weird.
Why do they spell them all different?
I don't understand. Christy is my first Christy.
Yeah.
But then everybody else after that is weird. Christi, Christie, Christi, Kristie, Krsty. It's just not right. Jennifer, that's easy. They all spell the same way. Jen, Jennifer. I mean, it's, you know, but I know a lot of Jennifers too. It's a very popular name.
Well, his first. Oh, here it
did
is.
Did you figure out?
I found it.
Dave's. Okay, good.
That's alive. I don't want live. Now, if there's cussing in this song,
Dave,
it's just Dave.
Okay.
Everybody just know it's just Dave.
Which list is this?
I guess these are his sleepers.
Okay.
This one's live too. It scares me when they're live.
Yeah.
Especially these guys.
Anything can happen.
You don't know what they're going to say.
Who is it?
Let me try a different version here.
You don't know what they're going to say live?
I have no clue. I've never heard this song before.
But you know the people?
I know the band.
Uh-oh.
Scary enough. And this one's not playing at all, evidently. Oh, because I moved to the wrong thing. There we go. That's live too. All right, here we go.
Who is this?
This is the Butthole Surfers.
What? Ew.
With John E. Smoke.
You've heard of them?
Yeah, they had a couple of hits.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
I don't remember.
Well, you said they had a couple of hits. I think I'd remember the name of that band.
No, because they never said them on the radio. They just played their song. Anyway.
Alrighty then.
So there's that one that makes me incredibly nervous. They had, let's see, what was their hits? Pepper. I think that was one of their hits.
Pepper? Yeah. I don't know that song.
Yeah, you do. Why don't you hear it?
Nope. Is this his next one?
No, this is Pepper.
Oh. I told you I didn't know it.
Sharon got Cherie.
I don't know this
Sharon,
song.
Sharon's outlook on the topic of disease.
Nope.
You've never heard this. They played it to death.
They were all in love with dying. They were doing it in Texas. Tommy played piano like a kid out in the rain. And then he lost his leg in Dallas. He was dancing with
nope.
the train.
Nope. I don't know this song. They were in love with dying. I don't know this song.
They were doing it to death.
I don't mind the sun sometimes.
I'm serious. I've never heard this.
Really?
No.
Oh, well. There you go.
I'm sure that the minute it came on, I turned the station because I was like, crap.
There's the uncomfortably named band with John E. Smoke.
Alrighty then.
Okay.
Okay, what's next?
Stigmata.
Stigmata?
Stigmata by Ministry.
Okay.
Stigmata.
We have to look that up because he didn't send it at Groove Shark.
That's right, so you can blame him for the dead air. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. And then I'll go ahead and look up the other one while we're listening to this one. Yeah, it's a great sleeper.
Oh, boy. There's nothing sleepy about that.
It's so comforting and... And that seems to be all there is to that song.
All right. There's no more content there?
This is Dave's last sleep. Why don't you let me do my brother's?
Because this goes with Jen. You should have done Jen's first.
This is the Crystal Ship by The Doors. I actually know this song.
Oh, I do too. The Doors. I like The Doors. They're kind of weird. And you know what? They could, like, you could put all their songs on the creepy song list.
What?
Because he was really creepy.
The days are bright and filled with pain.
Okay. I don't see the right version. There it is. So this is the first one. That was a good song. One out of three ain't bad. So this is first one on his overplayed list.
Okay.
And maybe he just means that maybe Jennifer played it too much. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, but it does sound like something that'd be on her list. Is it going to do more than just a machine here?
I have no idea. It's Blue Monday by the New Order. And Faith is doing the robot. You're missing out. Okay. That was that one. This is his next one on his over...
You can't put Prince on the list?
Why not?
What is wrong with you?
Why not? It's a song he would like if they hadn't played it so much.
No, no matter how much you play Prince, you still like it. I'm sorry, Dave. I reject this offering.
Okay. She rejects your offer. Okay, well, this one I kind of reject, too, because I don't think you can hear this song enough. That's just my opinion.
And Brad agrees with me about Prince, too.
Well, that song's... There's certain songs about Prince I've heard enough. Does this take me back to dancing?
Oh, man.
High school dancing.
This is Bryant. You lift the fuse.
You can only dance this dance, though.
Yeah, you got to go back and forth and do the white boy dance. That's why I liked Ryan, because he didn't do the white boy dance. He wasn't afraid to look like a cool black guy.
Excuse me?
He could dance.
All right. I think that was
he was fun.
I think that was a racial slur.
It wasn't. It just was saying that black people dance better than white people.
That is a generality that is not true.
Okay.
Absolutely untrue.
Okay.
That is just one of those racial connotations that I do not subscribe to.
Well, I'm sorry, but pretty much true.
That's like saying that, like, Muslims blow people up. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's...
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Statistically speaking, that is
True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, the hikers got sent home today.
Oh, good.
After a year.
Did they get blown up?
No.
Okay.
They let them leave.
Good. Well, that was nice of them.
Abinadab, whatever his name is. I can't ever pronounce right.
You thinking maybe because we have a Muslim president?
Oh!
That one slipped out. I'm sorry. He's not Muslim religiously, but his heritage is. So that's what I meant. That's what I meant. I meant, and he claimed that. I mean, he recognized that his father was. So that's all I meant.
Okay. Anyway, so what's next?
The next, I'm going to go wash my mouth out with soap and delete the last comment in editing. And we will be back here tomorrow. Seriously, don't call in. I don't want to talk politics. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm very sorry. It was just a slip.
He'll take it out, really, because we don't really want it to bring anything up.
No, I don't want a Secret Service here visiting me. Mm-mm. Okay, so tomorrow, more calls from you. We'll probably do my brother, I guess.
Tomorrow, we're going to be doing Helen's birthday party.
Wait, tomorrow is Saturday.
Yes. So there will be no show tomorrow.
It'll be Skeeter Bar.
Skeeter Bar show Saturday.
Skeeter Bar.
Yes.
And then
we will
Monday,
try to be back Monday.
We'll
we
try
should
to be back with Carrie's stuff.
Carrie, and if Jen McFadden, Aunt Jen, would send hers in, that would be much appreciated. Carrie, can you handle that, please?
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah.
Sleepers over place.
All right. I'm interested to get to my brother's.
Yeah.
Because he was going to try to find songs I have never heard of.
I know. I'm very interested to hear his list. I've been very excited since we went for that walk to hear this. That was like eternity
also
ago.
Also interested to get to JT's, JT Indies, because...
He rocks.
Yeah. What's he going to come up with? You know, I don't know any of the songs he plays on this show, so it could be any of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So he said he was going to do something kind of special, too. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. All right. Vials can deal with somebody. Have a great weekend.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.